Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is calm across Israel, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem. In Haifa, skies are clear, offering a peaceful evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that explosive drones were launched towards Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, intercepted by the Air Force earlier today. Also, Times of Israel notes Hezbollah's chief calls a potential Iran-US deal the best chance to end Israeli aggression in Lebanon. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after a recent ceasefire, collaborating once with Israel. Separately, according to Forward, the EU has imposed sanctions on Israeli settlers following recent violence in the West Bank, with Hungary's new leadership clearing the path. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a politically sensitive proposal for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago that Lebanese health authorities confirmed 13 fatalities from Israeli airstrikes in the south of the country. John Spencer, a military analyst, writing on X just now, warns against oversimplifying the Middle Eastern conflict, emphasizing Iran's significant setbacks and the strategic importance of countering its nuclear ambitions. Middle East 24 reports that Saudi Arabia has carried out covert strikes inside Iran in response to recent attacks, marking a significant escalation in regional tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, the IDF intercepted explosive drones launched at Israeli forces. The interception underscores ongoing tensions, with Hezbollah raising concerns about further escalation in the region. Turning to diplomacy. The Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's leadership sees an Iran-US deal as crucial to ending perceived Israeli aggression. This stance highlights the complex geopolitical dynamics involving Iran, Lebanon, and regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the UAE's military actions against Iran, which occurred around the time of a ceasefire. This follows a strategic collaboration with Israel, reflecting shifting alliances in the Middle East and potential impacts on regional security. On the diplomatic front, Forward notes the EU's decision to sanction Israeli settlers. This action responds to violence in the West Bank, influenced by Hungary's changing political landscape. It could further strain EU-Israel relations amid ongoing tensions. And finally, Axios reports on the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Brokered by Trump, this ceasefire aims to ease hostilities, though it presents delicate political challenges for Netanyahu. The implications for future peace negotiations are significant. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Amdocs division president Ilan Sadeh emphasizes the importance of understanding business processes over merely creating AI technology. This insight could shape how companies leverage AI for strategic advantage. Separately, according to Globes, JFrog's stock surged by 24% following robust Q1 results. The Israeli software firm's share price recovery reflects investor confidence despite earlier concerns about its business model. And finally, Walla Business highlights Sheldon Restaurant's financial troubles. Located in Egypt's stock exchange complex, it seeks urgent relief after accumulating significant debt, showcasing the challenges faced by businesses in volatile markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.